Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. There's Mr. Clapton bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Baum is our guest. Stephen Baum is the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He's a New York City Metro Vistage Chair, which I encourage you to check out, vistage.com. Also, stephenhbaum.com. Is that right, Stephen?
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.
Leadership.com. And that's Stephen with a P-H?
Yes.
And Baum is B-A-U-M. And the middle H in the middle there, so check all that out. Stephen, when we went to the break, you were telling us, and I love the way you were laying this out. Folks, we're talking about making sure that good times, bad times, you can survive. You can at least, you know, stay and live to fight another day. And who knows what's going to be coming at us in the future. I mean, there's some white swans and black swans out there, aren't there, Stephen, that could... There could be some things that we ought to be able to see and some things we might not see that could be coming at us. And without being too maudlin, we just need to be prepared for that. And one of the things you talked about was knowing, I've forgotten the term you used, but knowing what each customer means to you, right? So you can identify when there's a leak somewhere.
Well, there was a time when it was okay to know the average profitability across all your customers and across all your products.
Right, your global gross profit and your net profit.
Right, but with the age of the customer, as you've described it, you've got to know what the cost to serve each kind of customer is. In fact, you've got to really know it in some businesses, the cost to serve each customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because some customers are very profitable and some are costing you money. You're losing money. And the same is true with products. And if you don't know the fully loaded cost to serve on a particular product to a particular customer, you don't know what you're doing. You're flying blind.
Mm-hmm.
And most folks don't want to spend too much money on staff. They don't want to spend money on analytical people who do that kind of homework.
Mm-hmm.
But the best time to take out survival insurance is when you got the cash. So most of the companies I know are pretty flush right now. There's a few that are not, that are
right,
that were hurt by the weather or they made mistakes or whatever it was. But most of the companies I deal with, and what I do as a profession is coach the owner, the boss.
Right.
Most of those companies are flush.
And the reason they're flush is because they deleveraged and they found out what it takes to operate as efficiently as possible in 08, 9, 10.
That's right. And now they're paranoid, which Andy Grove says is a good thing. And they're watching. They're watching very carefully where the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really watching with eyes that see if they don't understand the real cost to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And as an example of that, several of the guys have done a similar thing. They've each created a top 20 list of areas where they have a suspicion of waste or a suspicion that they're spending money on something the customer doesn't care about. So they're coming up with this top 20 list based on the profitability data by customer and client, and then they put a squad to work to track down and dig in and understand what happened. And as one example, a regulation changed in one of the businesses, mm-hmm. and they had to change their process. They had to change how they do their product, and some of the product changed, too. But they never really costed out what the new version costs, and they never, therefore, changed the pricing either.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's 80% more expensive to do this product now mm-hmm. because of the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're losing money the more they sell.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if they sign contracts based on that, they're screwed.
Well, that's certainly true, unless there's some clause in it for renegotiating at some point. If it's a long-term fixed-price contract, then they're going to lose money. They better figure out something else to do.
Yeah.
So they come up with this top 20 list, and then they put some heft into it and a few fresh faces, because you never know when you dig in whether it's a process change that's costing us money or something about that client or something about the products
right.
That isn't clear. So they're doing that. And if you don't have a fixed contract, having the courage to develop a different offering and pricing to those customer categories that have low margins, you got to spend some time on that. And then back again to your thesis, there's a bunch of folks who don't want to pay your SG&A. They've looked around. They know
right.
what the product costs. They know what they should cost. They know what they should get within a price envelope, and they develop what I would call a consideration set. It's not my term, but it's what has been used. So they will consider you among two or three other suppliers who are sort of in range on product mm-hmm. and price. And if you're charging fully loaded SG&A as if you can do that with everybody, you can't.
In case some people don't know what SG&A is, tell them what that means.
So you got to go back and take a look at the fully loaded cost to each of these categories, mm-hmm. and there's a conflict between serving the people who want very high touch and mm-hmm. the people who want what they want when they want it. And you've got to figure out what to do with that, what your strategy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece of this is the pacing of technology. Everybody's making investments in technology, whether it's for communications of some kind or computers or
right.
software, or whatever it is, and even investing in using the cloud. And if you haven't paced those technology investments according to which ones will do you the most good in the shortest amount of time, if you're doing too much scattergun, again, you don't have your eye on the
especially if you're cash. If it's big tickets, especially if it's a commitment.
That's
you're,
right.
You're right.
The biggest commitment is staff.
Mm-hmm. I got to take a quick break. See, when we come back, I want to talk about how do you reconcile all the things Steve has been talking about with where are we going? Are we gonna be frightened the rest of our lives, or are we going to break out one of these days and start growing and get excited about something? We're going to talk about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.